sing Psalm number 10 in our local dialect. Thereafter, we'll go to scripture reading.
Uyembekeza mzimu wanga kufika kumuzi wanga. Samuona bolobozi ofela fela zoiba zanda. Omasufuna upiga nane tiwo. Dofumu wake tilowe mule melero sufuna. Uvigana me, umasufuna, uvigana me, tiwo, kofumu wake, tilowe, vule melelo, umasufuna, uvigana me, Yerusalemu, atoba, Simuta kala disoni, simuta kala imuzahulia, koma zaifa, zose zitata, koma sufuna, kupita nane tiwo, kofumu wake tilowe, ule belelo, omasufuna, kubidana ne. Omasufuna, kubidana ne, tiwo, kofumu wake, tilowe. Ule belelo, omasufuna, kubidana ne. Inumpolo moti andilindira wandiko zela tumalo. Inekima wanga uyebekeza kumandilowe okondwela. Koma sufona kubida nane tiwo. Koma sufuna, uvita nane, tiwo, kofumu wake, tilowe, ule menero, koma sufuna, uvita nane.
Scripture reading will come from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, from verses 11 down to 19. Brother Austin will lead the same very chapter in our local dialect, the same chapter, Luke 17, verse 11 to 19. Tuwelenga Luka, tenga wamu ino wa Luka, mutu 17, ndimayaka 11, ulegeza 19, ipo mbale watu Austin Banda, mugari nga soma umweo mchishewa. 11. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. 12. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were reapers, which stood afar off. 13. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. 14. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go, shew yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. 16. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering, saying, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? 18. They are not found that returned to him. They are not found that returned to him glory to God, save this stranger. 19, but last verse. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. What a song, what a word, the word of encouragement. Psalm number 73, which speaks about the amazing grace. How sweet the sound. It blesses me when I hear this stranger, after being opened his eyes, he saw that I am healed, and he bowed down. It is only this one that bowed down because God opened his eyes to see the hearing that has been given unto him. Amazing grace, how sweet as thou, thou saved a race like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. It was grace that taught my heart to feel. And bless my fears, leading. How precious is God, grace of me. I face Roman danger, Doros has knelt. I have fallen because his grace has not said thus far. And grace weary, behold, when we have been as thou followed yet, shut me up, Sasa. Leave no mistake to see God's grace. And when we fail,
Yesu achiyisa akale kumi ndipo kuna ayi pakumuka ku Yerusalemu iye anali mkupita pakati pa Samaria ndi Galileya ndipo mmene analowa iye mmuzi wi anakumana naye amuna kumi akhate amene anayima kutali ndipo iwo anakweza mawu nanena Yesu mbuye mutichitire chifundo ndipo pakuona anati kwa iwo tani katoletseni nokha kwa nseve ndipo kunali kumuka kwawo anapozedwa ndipo mmodzi wa iwo pakuona kuti anachiritsidwa anabwera mbuyo nalembekeza Mulungu ndi mawu akulu ndipo anagwa nkhope yake pansi kumapazi ake namuyamika iye ndipo anali msamariya ameneyo ndipo Yesu anayankha nati kodi sadakozedwe khumi koma ali kuti asanu ndi anayi aja akubwera kulemekeza Mulungu sanapezeke mmodzi kodi koma mlendo uyu ndipo anati kwa iye nyamunga nupite chikhulupiriro chako chakupulumutsa iwe amen.
Jesu, oh, joy, that we serve. Jami, Moro, Moza, Ota, Ika.
So
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because this tremendous time that the Lord has been given unto your people. Morning in USA and some other areas, afternoon, even some other areas, it's night. But you, mighty living God, you overrule all these times and seasons. This shows your sovereign degree of your leadership and ruling. Father, you direct that these people should be up this side and these people should be down this side. You direct all these things. Others should be in the war fighting, starving, others hearing the gospel about Christ and Him crucified. What a comfort to know about this gospel that has been given not to all the people that are living in this world, but only to the elect that have been elected before the foundation of the Lord, accomplished by Christ on the cross. We worship you and bless your name. We pray because of Brother Ken Wymer, because of this time that you're going to start preaching unto your people. Touch him, uphold him with your grace and power, so that he might speak all the oracles from you, Almighty God. Reveal your Son in the heart of the elect through the preaching of the gospel about Christ and Him crucified. We worship you, we bless your name, and we magnify your name. It is in the name of Jesus and Him crucified that we glorify the name of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Ken, take the microphone and preach whatever God has spoken to you. People are in the house waiting for the mysteries from the Lord.
Thank you very much. Let's take our Bibles and look together again in Paul's epistle to the Colossians. And my text today is taken from chapter 2, verses 1 through 7.
Chenzi tsaguleni buku lomwelija, kalaza wa Paulo, polembira kwa Kolose, lelibira kuchapura 2, verse 1, usiko kafilo kumindiji mozi, la loa kuchapura la jatwa bano lero.
I want to speak with you about what it is to be established in the faith. That's the title, Established in the Faith.
Kodi zima na nsauza chani agamati kumangika mchikulubiliro. Agamati mtu yu adamangika pachikulubiliro. Zima na nsauza chani.
Remember that Paul is writing this to some people of Colossae that he had never met personally. He found out about them through Epaphras, one of their leaders who had come to visit Paul while he was in prison. And so Paul writes this letter to encourage these of the Lord's people in Colossae.
Ni antu amene sada kumane na au masondi maso ai. Ndi antu amene ada kumigiridwa ndi Epafra, amene ada pereka utenga kwa Paulo kulikuli antu kwa Kolose, amene akubila utenga wabwino. Ndi Paulo amane mbele kala antu amene sada aonepo, kuma chifanya chikulubirido, chimene iwo ama imamu, chifanya kumigiridwa ndi Epafra.
In Colossians 1 and verse 7, he speaks of having learned from Epaphras about them, and he calls Epaphras a faithful minister of Christ. You see, even in that word faithful, you have the word faith. It's one who has been established in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any who do not consistently point sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ are not faithful ministers. The reason they don't preach Christ is because they've never known Him. He's never been revealed in Him. So here Paul is writing to this fellowship of believers in Colossians 2:1 saying, I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea. These were two cities that were very close together. And for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. And here is his desire, verse 2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. That word "and" means even of the Father and of Christ.
Kufikira chuma chose, chachizalo chachiziwito, kuti akazindikire iwo, chisizisha Mulungu, ndiye Kristu.
And here in one verse, verse 3, he sums up all that pertains to Christ. It says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now you can see what tenderness the Apostle Paul has for these, the Lord's sheep, but also what concern, because he says in verse 4, and this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. He's speaking there of false preachers who come in under the name of Christ, and yet they, with enticing words, add to the person and work of Christ. They say, well, it's okay, yes, believe Christ, but you must also do this, or you must also do that.
You see, in verse 4,
he speaks of beguiling. You see those two words, beguiling and enticing.
Udani muyangane mau ali pa verse 4 awili wokhuza kwambili mau yamba awurasa kusojeretseni mau achiwili ogopa gopa.
Actually, the word beguiling in the original Greek means to come and lay a word alongside another word so as to distract. It's like somebody who's cheating or lying. They're going to say just enough truth to make you believe them, but it's a word that's placed next to the truth. It's not the truth.
Lawati asabusojeretseni. Mujiheberi. Amarandhauza ulipali maukare okazigiga. Nde muntu wina abuyele ndi maukena. Pama okazigiga galewo. Ndiyo lingajo funa kuwale ganita. Mbizano mene aunalipo pama uenao. Kulankula wina. Ndi maukonyenga. Okunyengerera. Kutu uchoke pama wameno mawaziwa.
And the same is true of that word enticing words. It means to try to speak peace to somebody through a lie. In other words, you're just trying to calm them down. So you're telling them something that's not true. It's a false hope.
Ngeno palimawe na amina kuti okopa kopa. Amarantauza kubwela tsamtendere pamaloba mene palibe mtendere. Kabena kumamtonfosa mzako, kumamulimbikisa mzako kuti azikhala bwino pamene kulibe chimene chiti chipangise munthu yokukhala bwino.
The whole purpose is to lead people into error. But it's so subtle that those hearing them don't even perceive that it's error. I'd say that describes many in professing Christianity today. They profess to be Christians. They attend places of worship. And the name of Christ is used in their preaching and in their worship, but it's not the Christ of Scripture.
Koma zina la Yesu limene limatamandidwa pamenepo si Yesu wa malemba koma Yesu winayo.
So the word of warning there is beware.
Chifake mau amene akuchenjeza pamenepo auri samalani.
His prayer here in verse 5, he says, "For though I be absent in the flesh," remember they'd never seen him physically, "yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness," here it is, "of your faith in Christ."
Mijifuajaje vesege ya shiwirio, imenakuti pakurindinga kare ndirikui na mtubi. Kumatu mumzimu, ndiriba mozindinu, uokwandwe rapa kupenya, uokumagonzedwe anu, ndiashirimbigo, shashikurubiro janu,
the word faith is the word persuasion. So he's saying there that he rejoices of that steadfastness of the persuasion that they have in Christ. In other words, the persuasion concerning Christ that the Lord Jesus has given them by the revelation of himself.
Mawari chikhulupiriro amarandhausa kukopeka mtima. Chinthu chimene chida kutenga ndi kukupatsa njala ndi chidwi kuti ukhale pa chimenecho. So chimene amalankhula Paulo apapa kuti chikhulupiriro chimene chimamkopa munthu kumutenga ndi kumuyika pa zinthu izozo ndi kukhazikika mumene momo.
There are many today that call themselves believers, and yet that persuasion has not come from the revelation of Christ through His Word. That profession is based upon what someone has told them.
dimeneri mazicho kurubirira komatu sama kala okurubira chifwaja utenga wabu inomeroda buina fayu umaji kurubiriro koma chifwaja kukwapeka mtima dizimene mtu wina adawa uza uti kukurubirira dimazere.
But where there has been that clear and distinct revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ in the heart, there's order. That's the word he uses there. That he rejoices beholding their order and steadfastness. In other words, this is the true foundation.
Ndipo iyo amene ali mudongosolo limenelo amagopeka mtima kukakondweretsa kukakondwera chifukwa chikhulupiriro choperekedwa pa iwowo mawu ake akozogwitsidwa orero mawu ake akozogwitsidwa chitomoteromo.
That word order is an interesting word. It talks about an arrangement. You can tell something has been arranged just by how it looks. And we know that any that have this faith in Christ, it was by appointment. In other words, the Lord, God Himself, purposed it and established it.
Njeno mawoti ndondome kodongo solo. Amara nthauzaka ikibwe kapabwino, kazi nduzo kuzamuru. Zimene wina aliense akabwera, azaona luso, nimene kantugo zira kalira, wino lomwe.
And that word established speaks of something that has been laid as a foundation and can never be moved. It means firm.
Njano mau amenewa akurandauza chindu chimene chidayimikika mukhazikika chimene sichimasunthika ndi cha njii choyima bwino.
Now there are many when they see that expression, your faith in Christ, they presume, well, that's something that I do, but it's not. It's what God has given. Faith is the gift of God. So if there's any order, if there's any steadfastness in the faith, which is in Christ, all the glory belongs unto God alone.
Zika zindikirika ulemu ndi matamando zimapita kwa Mulungu yekha sizimapita kwa munthuso ayi.
And that's explained in the next verse, verse 6, where he says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him.
Chifukwa ndi maka 6 kuonetsera kuti chifukwa chake monga momwe munalandira Kristu Yesu Ambuye.
That word received there means to welcome somebody, to take them in, and so the view there, the understanding is that this is Christ who has come to the sinner, and therefore the sinner has embraced Christ just as he is.
Nye akamati munamulandira Yesu akurandauza kumutenga munthu kumubweresa pamoha kumulandira kumuvomereza chifukwa cha uthenga umene udavumbuluka kwa iye chifukwa chimene adachimva ndi kuchidziwa ndi kukhalira naye pamodzi.
In the first chapter of John, John the Baptist said that man can receive nothing but what is given him from above. If we know anything of Christ, if we are found in him, it's because of his grace, because of his mercy, and not anything in us.
Ngati tapesa kanthu kena kalikonse zatheka chifukwa cha chifundo chake chimene chili mwa Kristu Yesu.
And so, having received Christ, notice Christ Jesus the Lord. All of those describe his person and his character. We walk in Him. Where there's life, there's walk. Think about a child who, after being born, within a certain amount of time, then begins to crawl, and then to stand up, and then to walk. The reason is because there's life. If we walk in Christ, it's because of His strength. It's because of the life that He has given us to know Him and to walk in Him. Now sometimes we walk more slowly, sometimes we walk more quickly, sometimes we in walking stumble and fall, and yet the Lord continues to grant His grace that we walk in Him. And what is it that keeps us walking but what is described in verse 7, rooted and built up in Him? And here it is again, established in the faith. That's the title of this study, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. You can't be established in the faith if you've never been taught of Christ. That means by revelation, taught by His Spirit of grace, who He is, and why He came into this world, and what He accomplished, and for whom He did it, and where He is now. All of that is being taught in Christ. Now this is the faith of which the Apostle Jude also wrote in his epistle. And there's only one chapter, Jude chapter 1 and verse 3. But look what he says here. Jude 1:3. You can see the same spirit in Jude that was in the Apostle Paul in writing out of concern to his readers. And notice with what tenderness he writes with the word beloved. These are ones who were beloved of God by His grace in Christ from the foundation of the world. But also beloved by Jude himself. Those that are loved of the Lord are loved by His people. And so he sat down to write, and he says, when I gave all diligence to write unto you, of the common salvation, of the one salvation that we enjoy as the Lord's people, he said, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Chakukulemberani za jipulumuso chaife tose na fulumidwa mtima ine kukulemberani ndikuda ndaulira kuti mulimbaletu chifungwa ya jikulubiliro chapa chidwa kakozi kwa wera mtima.
Paul in Colossians 2:1 spoke of the conflict that he had for them. Here Jude speaks of contending earnestly for the faith. It's the same idea. In both of these words, contend and conflict, it has the idea, in the original Greek, conflict is the word agonize. That here, as one of the Lord's, they were agonizing over the souls of these to whom they were writing.
Amina kuonekera apa komaso neso akuonekera kubuku la Paulo limene lili kwa Koloseri akunandoza kudzikonzekeretsa chifukwa cha abale kunandoza kuthenga umakonzekeretsa iwo chifukwa cha abale kuti akhale pamodzi.
And the conflict, the agonizing, is that their faith, their profession, be not simply a profession, but that they truly be established in this faith, as Jude describes, once delivered unto the saints. Notice too, in both what Paul writes to the Colossians and what Jude writes here, it's the faith. It has that definite article. It's used as a synonym for Christ himself. To say the faith is speaking of the object of faith, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And when it says here, once delivered, that refers to this one that God the Father sent to this earth and delivered him up that he might freely give unto those for whom Christ died all the grace and all of the mercy that comes with the Lord Jesus Christ. So another way of reading that is to earnestly contend for this one object of faith, Christ, who was once delivered. In other words, that one sacrifice, it says, unto the saints, on behalf of those who are justified by that blood.
Kumaliza chikhulupiriro
And here again, even as Paul was concerned for lest any man should beguile the Colossians with enticing words, here Jude in verse 4 says the same thing. He speaks of these that certain men, it says, crept in unawares. These are wolves in sheep's clothing. They appear to be one with them, and yet they're not. Over time they're discovered because their heart is not established in the faith. They've never been taught of Christ, but they come in with other motives. Now when they're discovered, it surprises us many times, but it is no surprise to the Lord. It says here in Jude 1 verse 4, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. And you notice there they're described as ungodly men. They present themselves as being God's men, but they're just the opposite because they deny the Lord Jesus Christ. It says here, they turn the grace of our God into lasciviousness. That's that same word to beguile. They pervert the grace of God and make it something other than what it is. The grace of our God is none other than the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So to pervert that is to deny, as he says there, the only Lord God, even our Lord Jesus Christ. So coming back here to my text in Colossians chapter 2 and verses 1 through 7, let me just sum this up with a few thoughts. First of all, in Colossians 2, verses 1 and 2, this faith in which the Lord's people are established is the faith that unites them in Christ. Even though Paul had never met personally these of Colossae, yet his heart was united with them.
Nakaribu Paul adala sada kumane na wa antwa wa Colossae,
And his prayer in verse 2 is that their hearts also might be comforted. And look how it's put, being knit together, sewn together in love. You don't have to unite people. You don't have to organize them for them to get along. Where Christ is preached and where Christ is revealed in the hearts of sinners, they will love one another and they will be knit together in Christ. As you look around the room there and see different ones that are present right now sitting and listening to this gospel message, is there any reason really that you should know each other and be getting along right now except for this message of Christ and Him crucified? In fact, there's no reason that I should know you. I'm way over here in the United States of America. But what is it that binds us together? It's not some mission work. It's not some organization. It's our head, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we being members of that body, and therefore knit together in love. And we know this is by God's purpose and revelation, because Paul says that in verse 2, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. How do we have any understanding even of the Lord Jesus Christ, apart from Him having revealed Him? What is the understanding we need? Well, it pertains to, as he says here, the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. We could never know God. We can never know Christ were He not revealed. A mystery has to be revealed. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians spoke of that mystery being all those from all over the world, not just Jews, but Gentiles, that God has purposed to save and for whom Christ died and is now bringing into one body. The mystery of God. No one saw it coming. But notice, any assurance, any understanding, any acknowledgement of this revelation, it says, is of the Father and of Christ. That's the only reason we know Him. It's because it pleased God to reveal Christ in us, and therein is our unity. But secondly, in verse 3, this faith is the faith that has Christ as its one object, Christ as its one hope.
ndichifwale ndi machitatu ndikuonekera kuti yesu khristu ndiye chiyembekezo chokhacho chimodzi choperekedwa komanso ndiyo nzeru zokhayo basi.
You see in verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. It's about who he is. Therein is salvation. Anything that there is to know of God, of salvation, of eternal life, is hid, notice, hid in him.
Chida kiri chose chokuzena moyo wathu uzimu wathu chipulumutso chathu chabisika mwaiye ndivochipezeka mwaiye basi.
A treasure is something that's hidden. These that go prospecting for gold, they dig down in the dirt, go underneath the ground to find it. They know what they're looking for. Well, the same is true of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's not out there on the surface. This isn't this popular Jesus that men are preaching today, but all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are hid in him, and it's only as God's Spirit is pleased to reveal him then that this faith is granted.
Koma zenizeni zori chumaju chilebisika mwa Yesu Kristu. Ndipo anthu amenekera kungokhala mwa Yesu kuti akumanena nacho chuma chobisika. Koma ngati anthu sangakhale mwa Yesu monga zipembedzo, zuma akakamiza wanthu kualimbikitsa kuti achitipo kanthu kuti akumanena nacho chuma chobisika. Chimenepo kuchita kanthu samakumana nachonso iyayi koma kuchithawa.
That's why our prayer is, give me eyes to see Christ or I die. There's no hope of eternal life or hope of salvation apart from God discovering to us His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all the treasures, notice, of wisdom and knowledge concerning His grace, concerning how He can be God and justify. Those are all hid in Christ, and it must be God who gives the understanding. And don't miss there in verse 3 that word all. It's not some of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, but all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That means in Christ alone is all our salvation. And the final point would be simply that it is this faith that gives us perseverance in Christ. In other words, God's gifts are without repentance. Those that He saves, He keeps. Any that persevere in Christ, it's really because it's God preserving them in Christ. So this faith gives us discernment against false teaching. We're preserved from anything that would be a false way. That's why he says in verse 4, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. He gives discernment to when hearing any sort of teaching that does not draw our heart to Christ as needy sinners, we note it immediately that it is a false way. Christ said of his sheep, a stranger they will not follow. That's the grace of God keeping his own. So it's a faith that gives us this perseverance in Christ against all false teaching, but secondly, down there in verse 5, is ordered and steadfast in all things. That word ordered and steadfast, think of a military parade where every soldier marches in lockstep under the commandment of their leader. That's the picture here. We're not bound to men. We're not ordered by men, but by Christ himself. See, that's how we know that it's the Lord teaching us, because even as the Lord continues to establish different congregations there in Malawi, we're not sitting down and telling each person, now this is what you think, and this is what you believe, and this is what our constitution is. No, we're not teaching men. It's the Lord teaching them. And as he does, they do walk in order, and they are established in this faith. And then in verse 6, this perseverance in Christ is revealed or manifest in a walk to the glory of Christ. As a sinner has received Christ, in other words, Christ revealed in him, he'll walk in him. You don't have to instruct him in how to walk. You don't tell somebody, okay, pick up this leg, now pick up the other, now put that one forward, now put the next one forward. No. The walk comes from Christ, and so they continue in him. And finally there in verse 7, this is a faith that gives perseverance because it is rooted, it says there in verse 7, and built up in him. Rooted means Christ did the planting. That's a root. And it grows up in him. Christ's work cannot fail. And when he says there, as ye have been taught, he's not talking about having been taught by a man, but by Christ. One who has been taught by Christ is established in the faith, which is all about Christ and Him crucified, and therefore they abound therein with thanksgiving. All our rejoicing is in who He is and what He's accomplished. What a glorious fellowship the Lord has given us because of Christ. That my confidence, even as for myself, is that whom God saves, He keeps. Such is the faith once delivered unto the saints, the justified ones. We all have but one confession, and that is in Christ. We only have one hope, and that is in Christ. One salvation, Christ. One sacrifice, Christ. One grace, Christ. May the Lord be pleased to unite us in Him. I'll turn it back to you.
To God be all the glory because of this comforting message that has just ended. For sure, it is the food to the hungry soul that God purposes to life before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Number 83. Psalm number 83, that speaks how great thou art, because of whatever you designed, because of whatever you made, because of the glory that has been preserved to be given to Christ and Him crucified, Aaron. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all thy hand hath thus has made, I see thee, star, I hear thee mighty thunder, thy path the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior, call to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, call to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the wood I forest grass I wander, and hear the bird sing sweetly in praise. When I look down from lofty mountain ground, and hear thee blue, and feel thee gentle breathe. Then sings my soul, my Savior, call to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When can shall see that God his Son was there, set him to die, as God can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he prayed unto to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come, we shout of acclamation, and take me home, why joy shall fill my heart. Then shall I bow in a humble adoration, and proclaim thy God how great thou art. And sings my soul, I Savior, go to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And sings my soul, my Savior, go to thee. How great thou art. How great thou, Sivu Wanda, Wanda, Uyimbilanungu, Jinu Wangu, Lokodotu, Sivu Wanda, Uyimbilanungu, Jino wanko loko lotu. Yes, then sings my soul, how great thou art.
Brother Ken, look to God in prayer as we are closing this time of worship that the Lord gave us today.
Precious Father, we would not even know you or your Son were it not that you purposed that such sinners as we are be drawn to your blessed Son because of his shed blood at the cross. Your Son and his work accomplished is all of your glory, and as you're pleased to reveal him in such sinners as we are, he is all our glory. I know that we do not see him as we ought, nor as clearly as how he is revealed in your word, and yet you give us that hunger and that desire to know of him, be found in him, not having any righteousness of our own, but all of your righteousness that the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished, and to be established in him, strengthened in him, therein is our rejoicing. I pray for these that you have enabled to hear during this live preaching, and those that you will yet cause to hear, even as these messages are posted on the internet. We don't know where your sheep are, but you do. And I thank you for the work that you continue to do, whether we see any immediate result or not. That does not matter. What matters is that your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is glorified. So I thank you for the grace to be able to preach him. I thank you for Brother Nasson and the gift you have given him to translate. And I thank you for these that you have gathered. Some will hear and yet won't hear. The message will be preached to their physical ears, and in their mind they may reason somehow that it's good to hear, but then they go their own way. But those that are your sheep, those for whom you have paid the debt, we know that you cannot let go, and you will not, and that you keep them in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And for that, we give you all the thanks and the praise and glory. So I pray that you would bless each one in their travels and bless each one in those congregations where you have placed them. My desire is to see Christ glorified in all things, and I give you thanks and praise in His name. Amen.
Amen.